Hey friends, welcome to The Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Over the course of our current study, you know, we have been looking at the Lord's Prayer. We want to move beyond simply analyzing the text and actually let it shape our days and how we think and have it form our prayerful imagination. And to do that, we're going to try kind of a new approach every Friday on the Drivecast in this series. We're going to be taking a line of the Lord's Prayer and pairing that with a historic prayer from a church leader in the past. And this is going to take us into some other Christian traditions. This is going to kind of go the whole gamut all the way back to the third century, some of the earliest recording prayers that we have from followers of Jesus. And reading a prayer, I can say this from the beginning, will feel a little bit odd at first. It's almost like reading a stranger's private journal. But I want us to look at that differently. I want you to think about it this way. Like when we are tired, distracted, or simply kind of lack the right language, these older prayers offer a reliable guide. Right? This is inherited language from followers of Jesus who've come before us that help us enter a conversation that has been going on for centuries. It gives us an honest, tested voice to our own hearts. Today, we're going to focus solely on the opening address in Jesus' prayer, Our Father in Heaven. See, these words establish our relationship and our orientation. They lift our eyes above whatever immediate circumstances are waiting for us at the office, at the home, whatever we've got going on in the middle of the day. It is a reminder that we are not orphans left to secure our own place in this world, but we are embraced by a loving Father who delights to give good gifts to his children, who knows what we need before we open up our mouths to ask. And to help us internalize this, we're going to look at a prayer from Augustine of Hippo. He wrote his soliloquies shortly after becoming a follower of Jesus, and it captures the posture of a man who spent his life searching everywhere for meaning and finally found his home with the Father. He directs our gaze upward to the true life. He captures the majesty of a transcendent God while resting in the intimacy of a Father who gently directs our wandering. So I'm going to read this prayer now. You may use these words to kind of guide your own time in prayer. I'll have a few comments about it at the end, and then we'll close with a time of silence. And you can let that linger as long as you want. I'll bring us out of the silence towards the very end. I'm going to read Augustine's prayer now. O God, our true life. To know whom is life, to serve whom is freedom, to enjoy whom is a kingdom, to praise whom is the joy and crown of the soul. I pray thee to direct my wanderings, to teach me the true way, and to bring me to that heavenly rest where thou dwell in eternal light. Amen. He says, to serve whom is freedom, right? That reality flips our modern understanding of independence on its head. We often think freedom is total autonomy, but true freedom is actually found in yielding to the one who has designed us. Now we're gonna take about 2 minutes of silence here. Right, and if you're driving down 315 or 270, keep your eyes on the road, but just let this quiet moment kind of settle in the car and settle into your bones. Feel the silence for a moment. If you're at home, take a deep breath. Use this time to approach your Father. You may not even have anything to ask him yet, but to be with him and near him and to remind yourself to reorient your heart, your mind, and your imagination to him as a Father who knows what you need. Let's take that moment of silence now. You're welcome to stay in this posture for as long as you need. But if you're ready to get on with the rest of your day, let me say thanks for tuning into the Drivecast, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.